Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here at the Albert Hall, and in the presence of Her Royal Majesty...
I got your Royal Majesty right here, mate.
Yes, quite. Her Royal Majesty, we are privileged to welcome Mr. Steve McNasty.
That's me, mate.
Who will be regaling us with, with the first performance of the 12 Days of Christmas. This groundbreaking performance... groundbreaking performance involves the very latest technology, and of course it is all done in the best possible taste.
Taste this, mate.
Thank you. Singing alongside Mr. Steve McNasty is the latest star of the classical world, renowned countertenor Alfredo Sin Cojones.
Right. Get on with it.
Yes, of course. So, with no more ado, we welcome to the stage Mr. McNasty and Mr. Sin Cojones.
Right, then, we'd like to do a little song about Spam.
On the first day of Christmas, the Spammer sent to me an ad for pornography.
Good evening, London! Do you hate spam? Louder, do you hate spam? I can't hear you. On the second day of Christmas, a spammer sent to me
two stupid jokes and an ad for pornography. On the third day of Christmas, the spammer sent to me three cheap ones,
two stupid jokes. Christmas, the spammer sent to me four MLMs.
Three cheap words, four stupid jokes, and an ad for pornography.
So, can I borrow some then?
On the fifth day of Christmas, the spammer sent to me five website rings.
Four MLMs, three cheap words, two stupid jokes.
What a nice time to change the key.
On the sixth day of Christmas, the spammer sent to me ranking.
Four website rings.
Four MLMs.
Three cheap words.
Two stupid jokes.
And an ad for pornography. On the same day of Christmas, the spammer sent to me 7 out of 36 extremist ranking. Five website rings.
Four MLMs. Three cheap words. Two stupid jokes. And an ad for pornography. And on the eighth day of Christmas, the spammer sent to me
8 investment bankers,
7 bosses,
6 extremists ranting, 5 website rings, 4 MLMs, 3 cheap words.
Would it be too much of an inconvenience to sing in tempo?
An apple
on the 9th day of Christmas, the spammer sent to me
9 bankers,
8 bankers, 7 murder, 26 extremists ranting,
4 website rings,
4 MLMs,
3 cheap words, 2 stupid jokes.
On the 10th day of Christmas, a spammer sent to me 10 ads for Viagra,
9 Windows programs, 8 tickets for purpose.
Keep going.
7 brother, 26 extremist rampage.
1 second.
4 websites, 3
4 MLMs, 3 cheap wares, 2 stupid jokes, and an ad for pornography.
On the 11th day of Christmas, a spammer sent to me 11 bulky mails,
10 ads for Viagra,
9 Windows programs,
8 investment bankers,
7 brother, 10
6 extremist ranting,
5 website rings,
4 MLMs,
3 cheap words,
2 jokes,
and an ad for pornography.
On the 12th day of Christmas, spammer sent to me 10 untrue rumors,
10 bogey mailers,
10 ads for Viagra,
9 people's programs,
8 investment bankers,
7 brother tennis,
6 extremist ranting,
5 website rings,
4 MLMs,
3 cheap words,
2 stupid jokes, and an ad for pornography.
Has ever thought of tuning his guitar?
Well, we're going through the motions, it's Christmas.
Yes, we're going through the motions, it's Christmas.
Same old story every year, nothing new.
If you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there on Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
This is your last chance to make it alright. This is your last chance to show me your light. This is your last chance to don't put up a fight. You ought to know by now that I'm always right. This is your last chance to make it okay. Christmas Day. This is your last chance, but you always
beings grown. You ought to know by now I won't be standing to wait, but I'll be dead by Christmas Day. Oh, I'll be dead by Christmas. You know it won't be long. You know you'll never see me again. That's why I'm telling you in this song. I'll be dead by Christmas. And you can dance upon my grave. And you can sing in January. And you can talk about the love you never gave.
Come on. nights as I was creeping up. People were sleeping in their comfortable homes. I saw a sight I'd really rather not see. Monsters were coming out of the graveyard at night on Christmas Eve. I saw two zombies and some goblins looking at me so hungrily. They looked at me as if I was some sort of Thanksgiving feast. But of course it was Christmas and I called them on that. As I was trying to explain this to the walking undead, they grabbed my face, they shut my mouth, then proceeded to bite off my head. I tried with gifts to persuade them not to devour my flesh, but they proceeded to make me feel like less of a man. I tried to be nice to the zombies, but well, they were so mean. I wish those unholy men and even bastards would stay in the ground until Halloween. And to scream and to shout, my journey ended quite abruptly at the usual place. And if you look just hard enough at the turd, you can still see my face. I tried with bits to persuade them not to devour my flesh, but they proceeded to make me feel like less of a man. I tried to be nice to the zombies, but well, they were so mean. I wish those unholy men and the bastards would stay in the ground until Halloween, until Halloween, until Halloween.
Hey, John Stewart here. As a close friend and fan of the Hanson family, I've been receiving their holiday newsletter for many years now. Each December, I look forward to opening the mailbox and finding Mom Hanson's annual update on the goings-on of my very favorite Young Little Rock Muppets. I didn't get one last year, but, alright. I guess I'm back on the mailing list here, because I think I got one right here. Let's see. Oh, here it is. It's, boy, it's the annual Hanson family Christmas newsletter. This is nice. To whom it may concern. Ho, ho, ho. Zach has herpes. There. Happy now? You try controlling an 11-year-old millionaire with a hard-on for strippers. And for those of you wondering about last year's newsletter, there wasn't one. If you must know, I was at a retreat in Hazelden, Minnesota, and they didn't allow pens or pencils or any other sharp implements for that matter. It's been quite a ride. I sit here alone in my hotel suite, pen in one hand, bottle of Glenlivet in the other, a gun at my feet, darkness all around me. First of all, to all you nosy Parkers in the crowd, I did not embezzle money from my family. I don't give a rat's ass what the judge says. I am their manager, co-manager, was their co-manager. I had every right to that money. I gave birth to those boys. What did Gary do? His 3 minutes of dirty business? Foreplay, please. Whispering, the Bible says, be fruitful and multiply before ejaculating and passing out isn't foreplay. 7 times I allowed that man to sully me. 7 times. I'm tired, so very tired. Someone had to have some fiscal responsibility. Christ! Do you know what Taylor and Isaac did on their big Africa tour? Sat in a hotel restaurant ordering lasagna made from $1,000 bills and white tiger's blood. Oh, not all the time, of course. No, sometimes they would lock themselves in their hotel rooms doing what looked and tasted like high-grade Brazilian heroin. Where was their father, you might ask? Oh, I don't know. Maybe shacked up in some backwater Indonesian sake bar. Maybe it's just me, but I still believe in a thing called statutory rape laws. You think I'm bitter? You think I'm beaten? You think I might take the pills I have in my hand, wash them down with scotch, and glide off into a world of euphoria where all my pain will cease? Ha! No, this old girl has some fight in her yet. Believe it. I know things. Things that would be worth a lot of money if they got out. And not the usual bullshit. The tailor is f***ing Naomi Campbell shit. I could put a lot of people in jail. You think I'm bluffing? You try me. I dare you. I miss my angels. I just want to talk to them. I could f***ing kill Gary with my bare hands and not blink. I could stare into his eyes as he begged for my mercy and forgiveness, and I could snuff out his life and then go back to my lunch as though nothing happened. I miss them so much. Do they care? Of course not. Hey, some crude garage mix of the little bastards rehearsing Christmas music just went to number one on the holiday charts. Think Kenny G is choking on his own c*** over that one? I believe these tiny ingrates, who I gave life to, could sing into a bag of their own s*** and 10 million girls whose life ambition is to someday get breast implants would spend their hard-earned abortion money just to cradle it in their arms. But hey, it was a great run, huh? Better to burn out than to fade away. What do I care? I still have more money than any of you will ever have in a lifetime of being paid by the government not to grow corn. Merry f***ing Christmas. God is dead. Eileen Hansen. Wow, that's really nice. I wonder if I'm going to get one next year. Remind me to send them a fruit basket.
lighting a candle as I'm looking through my window to the town square, the snow-covered streets are lonely and bare. Hey. Town Christmas tree winks mockingly at me, 'cause I should be spending Christmas with you. I wrapped my last gifts and put the sellotape away. Check the answering machine, and in the distance a choir sings about the joy that Christmas brings. But it's making me feel blue, 'cause I should be spending Christmas with you. But it breaks my heart that that's the place I just can't be, 'cause I hate your family. The day I met you, I knew you could get me through. When we're alone, my world is complete, you're all that I need. But when your family calls, they shit me off the wall. Spending time with them just makes my brain bleed, and it's making me feel blue, 'cause I should be spending Christmas with you. But I'd rather string my nuts up to a Christmas tree, 'cause I hate your family. The night I first met them, the dog was drunk, and your father threatened me with a knife. Your sister showed me her collection of eels, and what she did then will stay with me for life. And it's making me spew, 'cause I should be spending Christmas with you. But I'd rather drink a tumbler full of walrus wee, 'cause I hate your family. With your brother doing dick tricks at the table, I can't believe your mom asked me to play spin the bottle. Yeah, I'd rather be enclosed in a box and kill a bees. Yeah, I'd rather be attacked by giant chimpanzees. Yeah, I'd rather wear a suit designed by Jenny Keene. Your mom is dumb, and your dad is mad, and that's why I'm so sad.
Thanks everyone, we've been trying hard. See you later, have a good festival, see as much as you can. Any resemblance to actual girlfriends, living or dead, is purely coincidental. See you later on.
It's the perfect gift for your child. It's Exploding Barbie.
Exploding Barbie.
Exploding Barbie's even more fun than regular Barbie.
Exploding Barbie.
Exploding Barbie's filled with plastic explosives, so when you pull her hair... You stupid kid. You got blood on your new dress. Now go get changed. The new Exploding Barbie.
Exploding Barbie.
Poke out your eye can, sold separately.
Thank you. clouds where the blue winds blow, higher than the grass and the lofty bow. There sits a place we seldom go, up in the clouds all capped with snow.
There sits the Santa in his garden green, basking in the sun, eating French cuisine.
Yeah, he's got a solar-powered greenhouse, keeping him warm. He's growing some elves, bursting off a vine, like popping corn. A line of little elves. Yeah, they grow, you know? Santa puts them to work, and when he's hungry, don't ask why, he chops them up for a quick pan fry. Under evergreen and glassy screen, Santa's got a workshop busting at the seams. Perky little elves push to extremes, while Santa sits back, sipping champagne.
There he sits in his garden green, basking in the sun, eating French cuisine.
When the toys are built, yeah, Santa'll beam. He'll crack the whip and make them scream. Little elves taste great with sweet and sour, but Santa's got a favorite, beer, batter, and flour. Oh, little elves, you better run, 'cause up in the clouds, Santa's having some fun. Better run fast, Christmas is near. A time for feasting and Christmas cheer.
Christmas time in every store there is a festival, where small appliances come to life and march around the mall. A wonderful time is had by them, cavorting on the shelves, waiting to be sold by polyester retail elves. A Cuisinart is dancing with an electronic scale, a celebration of the appliances, one big Christmas sale. They're marching up the aisles, dressed alike in discount tags. They're charging at the register and jumping into bags. It's the march of the small appliances. Razors, toasters, microwaves, component stereos, 5-speed mixer, juicer, dual alarm clock radio, coffee grinder, calculator, electric corkscrew. The march of the small appliances is coming home to you. It's the march of the small appliances.
March.
Come on, boys, let's hit the store.
Go ahead, make my Christmas.
It is the Christmas season and the appliances compete to be the special accessory to make your home complete. In rank and file for your cash, the rivals join the bout. The freezers and the microwaves square off to fight it out. And when you wake up Christmas morning, look beneath your tree. Don't be a bit surprised at all the appliances you see. So when you're shopping Christmas Eve and fighting retail wars, don't put in another outlet and a few extension cords. It's the march of the small appliances.
March.
Razors, toasters, microwaves, components, stereos, 5-speed mixer, juicer, dual alarm clock radio, a coffee grinder, calculator, vacuum for the floor. The march of the small appliances, there's always room for more. It's the march of the small appliances.
March.
Every Christmas they come out. They're marching.
Where?
It's in the mall.
Where?
It's the calculators. It's the refrigerators. The freezers. It's the mixers.
He's here.
Who?
The man. He's got this huge bag.
It's the guy. The guy with the small appliances!
Like you wouldn't believe.
How many extension cords has he got?
I don't know. Merry Christmas.
Santa Claus has a rocket sleigh getting ready to zoom away on his first trip into space. In his pressurized suit with the fur along the border and a long white bearded helmet made just to order, he'll take the Christmas spirit every place. His 8 reindeer will travel by jet. They'll go farther than they've ever gone yet with the space-age Santa Claus. He'll loop tinsel round through the stars, light up Christmas trees all over Mars. He'll take the dark clouds out of the air and hang up fluffs of angel hair. He'll start a gift shop on the moon, set the moon for coming Christmas tunes. He'll stir up eggnog in the Milky Way to fill the dippers for the holiday. Saturn will stroll down Santa Claus Lane and swing a jaunty candy cane. The Gemini twins will whirl with joy when he makes the swan a wind-up toy. He'll show them how to add to all the fun and make it orbit round and round the sun. Oh, Santa Claus has a rocket sleigh getting ready to zoom away on his first trip into space. In his pressurized suit with the fur along the border and a long white bearded helmet made just to order, he'll take the Christmas spirit every place. His eight reindeer will travel by jet. They'll go farther than they've ever gone yet with the space age Santa. Space age Santa Claus.
It's Christmas gone wrong. In theaters now, Attack of the Killer 50-Foot Santa's Elf.
I hate Christmas. I hate Santa. I hate broccoli.
It's 2 tons of terror. Attack of the Killer 50-Foot Santa's Elf, showing now.
Once I get me hungry, I want a piece of pork.
Whistling along the way to get my little Christmas cards and read the lines so gay. But in the box I found one, and it wasn't like the rest. When I'd read it over, my Christmas was a mess. It read, "Greetings to you, sir, from the good old USA. Your income tax is way past due. This debt you've gotta pay."
Oh, I got taxed on my cotton and taxed on my car. Been taxed all my life ever since I was born.
My mind. When you think you're way ahead, Uncle Sam's got you behind. I couldn't pay the bill, so I wrote him the same. Now I'm wearing striped clothes with a number for a name. It read, "Greetings to you, sir, from the good old USA. Your income tax is way past due. Work it out, dollar a day."
Thank you.
Well, here it is, Christmas. My, how the time flies. Why, it was just a few short months ago when we decided to say our goodbyes. So, here it is, Christmas. And I hope things are well with you. Oh, I've been to a few parties and a couple of school plays. Well, you know, it sort of gave me something to do. I'd go to parties and have a drink, and always I'd want to leave. But folks don't throw too many parties on Christmas Eve. 'Cause it's mostly, I guess, for families, not for the drinking crowd. It's for children's laughter and excitement, and not for something lush and loud. So, here it is, Christmas. I know you're lying by the fire, listening to Christmas music and watching the flames go higher. And me, I'm here in my apartment, listening to the trucks go by, a train, an occasional taxi, and having a martini dry. And thinking about our 27 happy Christmases together. And our love just somehow fell apart. Oh, we'll make it all right. I'm sure this way. But, you know, tonight it just sort of tugs at the heart. And I sure hope the kids come over. Or at least I hope they'll phone. I hate to think on Christmas Eve that you're having to spend it all alone. And I'd feel a whole lot better about it if you had someone there who cared. 'Cause it's tough. Just you and the memories of all the Christmases that we shared. But I got things to occupy my mind. Like trying to wrap this stupid gift and wrestling with this flat martini. Hoping it'll somehow give me a lift. But here it is, Christmas. And I'm not going to shed a single tear. So, Merry Christmas, baby. Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.
Don't seem like Christmas if the mummers are not here. Granny would say as she'd knit in her chair. Things have gone modern, and I suppose that's the cause. Christmas is not like it was.
Get him over down here!
Mark, what's the noise out by the porch door? Granny, 'tis mummers, there's 20 or more. Her old withered face brightens up with a grin. Any mummers, nice mummers, loud in. Come in, lovely mummers, don't bother the snow. We can wipe up the water, sure, after you go. Sit, if you can, or on some mummer's knee. Let's see if we know who you be. There's big ones and small ones and tall ones and thin. Boys dressed as women and girls dressed as men. Humps on their backs and mitts on their feet. My blizzard, we'll die with the heat. There's only one there that I think that I know. That tall fella standing o'er alongside the stove. He's shaking his fist for to make me not tell. Must be Willie from out on the hill. Now that one's a stranger if there ever was one. With his underwear stuffed and his trapdoor undone. Is he wearing his mother's big 42 brag? I knows, but I'm not gonna say. Don't suppose you find mummers would turn down a drop. No homebrew or elky, whatever you got. Not the one with his rubber boots on the wrong feet. He's enough for to do him all week. Suppose you can dance, yes, they all nod their heads. They've been tapping their feet ever since they came in. Now that the drinks have been all passed around, the mummers are planking her down. Be careful the lamp and hold on to the stove.
Don't swing Granny hard, cause you know that she's old. No need for to care how you buckles the floor, cause mummers have danced here before. My God, how hot is it? We'd better go. I allow we'll all get the devil's own cold. Good night and good Christmas, mummers, me dears. Please God, we will see you next year. Good night and good Christmas, mummers, me dears. Please God, we will see you next year.
Sammy here with a little package for you, because it's that time of year when that kind of a thing happens. I'm talking about that time when the leaves start telling you that somebody's coming with a whole satchel full of things for you. And you're filled with all of that spilkes because you don't know what the fat cat's going to lay on you. You know, when all the kids start hanging out at Toys R Us with their noses pressed against the windows, looking like so many starving orphans at a bakery. And I mean that. You know that time when old Bob Cratchit's going, "Give me a raise, babe," and Scroogey don't even know he's around, and little Tiny Tim's going, "They ain't nothing under the tree, Pops." Yeah. I'm talking about Christmas, by the way. Yeah. So we all got together, and it's our little We Are the World trip, man. Nothing like the big one, because all the good cats were there, you know. Kimmy Carnes and the cook and Kenny Rogers and Belafonte. Daylight came and he wanted to go home, but he didn't. And standing next to him was a cat who went unsung, even though he did sing. I'm talking about the center of the whole thing from my point of view. And that, of course, was Mr. Dan Aykroyd. So we'd like to lay this little Xmas thing on you, man. And it's written by Mr. Mel Torme, but the publishing is owned by Mr. Paul McCartney. Which is bizarre, because then if you want to sing Hey Jude or Yesterday, that's owned by Michael J. So you don't know which gloved hand is getting greased, if you know what I mean. And I mean that. So we'd simply like to lay this little gift on you. And it's a gift that keeps giving. It's the Christmas song. Chestnuts roasting on that open fire. Yeah. Jack Frost, who looks marvelous, he's nipping at your nose.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Hello once again, everyone. Yuletide carols are being sung by a choir as we speak right there.
And these folks, you know, they're dressed up like Eskimos. It's unbelievable.
Don't get me started with these Eskimos. Are they Hawaiians or Indians or what? Everybody knows. Some turkey, my friends. Some mistletoe. Some beverages by Hoffman. They all help, yeah. They all help to make that season bright. Willie?
Tiny tots. With their eyes all aglow.
They'll find it very hard to sleep tonight, my darlings. Like Errol Flynn, he could not sleep, but when he woke up, he looked.
They know that Santa's on his way. Yeah.
He's loaded lots of toys and goodies, like matzahs by Stripes for the unleavened experience of a lifetime.
And every mother's child, my little darlings, they're running around the house, crazy, going nuts, with their flap on the pajamas, with their little tush sticking out, looking up into the night to see if those reindeer really know how to fly.
Great reindeer gonna fly, they're gonna leave a Danish on my windshield from 100 feet.
And so, we're offering this rather simple, pedantic phrase right here, Muhammad.
Yeah, Howie, this is to the kids, the future champions. From 1 to 92.
Thanks, champ. Although, it's been said, yeah, many times, many ways, have a cookin' St. Nick's Day, babes.
Have an unbelievable Christmas, huh?
Oh, have a nice Christmas, but don't forget to take the pins out of your new shirts when you try them on. Otherwise, it's very painful.
Oh, don't get me started on this whole Christmas thing. Just have a good time and leave me alone.
Have a nice Christmas. A veritable potpourri of fun and excitement right there, Muhammad.
Yeah, have the greatest Christmas of all time.
Have a great Christmas, my friend. Share it with Eddie Cantor, Buster Keaton, and Mae Bush.
Darlings, and you know who you are. Have a great Christmas, and to my Jewish friends, have a very happy Hanukkah.
No, Nando, babe. That's Hanukkah. There's a hook in there.
Whatever.
What we're trying to say, folks, from us to you is simply
Merry Christmas, everybody!
To you, you! Yeah, it was the night before Christmas and all through the house there was peace, love, and togetherness, and I mean that, yeah.
We're close!
In tonight's Channel 9 News, we take a look at some Christmas gifts that may be dangerous in the hands of a young child.
Those toys reported to be potentially dangerous to your children are the Spear in the Head Man, Catch the Ceiling Fan Game, and Exploding Barbie.
See them in tonight's Channel 9 News.
I've been bad all year, cause I want a spankable Christmas. When people say, look at that, and say, look
forget this. Kiss my cheeks with the palm of your hand. You can use a whip, I don't give a damn. Just spank my ass, cause I bet not it is, yeah.
Woo! Diddly diddly diddly! Christmas, crazy. We don't care if it's Christmas.
Quite good, we know you're proud, but it's the day.